If you were listening to the Tuesday Drive show in January this year, you might have heard myself and BT talking about our pop cultural predictions for 2025. You know, who's going to win the awards? Who's going to hook up? Who's going to break up? And we thought that it would be a perfect time now to look back and see how well or how badly we did. And I'm very pleased to say now that live via Zoom, we've got the wonderful BT Tao coming in from Glasgow. Hey, BT, how are you going?
Hey, Cody. Thanks for having me on. It's so great to chat. And hello to everyone at the station and everyone tuning in right now.
Thank you, BT. It really is good to see, or not see, good to hear from you, like real talk. Anyway, it's been quite the 2025, and I do believe that we initially started off our predictions with the Oscars, and I think I might just play a little bit of a clip of us talking about one particular film prediction, if that's okay with you.
Let's get into it. I'm nervous.
All right, here we go. I'm going to call it right now. Ariana Grande will be nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Wicked, but she will not win.
Yeah.
She will not win. I'm putting my entire stocks on that.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. You know, I actually think something similar. I think generally Wicked will be snubbed.
And there you go. I mean, what can we say? I love the little thud of the table there that got caught on the mic there. But yeah, it looks like pretty accurate on that one, I got to say.
Yeah, I think we nailed that one. And Cynthia as well, she was nominated, but she didn't win. You know, maybe for part two, they might have better luck. Wicked, I can't say Wicked got completely snubbed. They did win an Oscar for, I think it was production design and costume. So
yeah. So solid effort there. But yeah, what would you think about Wicked for Good? While we're at it.
I mean, I loved it. Like, I'm such a musical fan in general. I thought the acting was incredible from both Cynthia and Ariana, really powerful, and the music and was fantastic. I know some people, it's natural to compare part one and part two, and part one does have Defying Gravity, which is like the pinnacle, you know, song of the whole musical. So that doesn't have that draw card, but I still personally like absolutely loved it. And I think it's worth seeing.
Yeah. And I seen it as well. And yeah, I think for me, it didn't have as much of an impact as the first one. I mean, maybe just because it didn't feel as fresh, but can't knock the acting, can't knock the design. And I don't think it's too many spoilers to say this since it's in the trailer, but I really love the design they went for the Tin Man. Like, it's really just sick.
Yeah, he did a wonder. His name escapes me right now, but he did a wonderful job as that character.
Wonderful job in terms of having that sort of bitter vengeance, and it was really good work by the makeup and the costume design because it was like its own thing, but it also had echoes of the original Tin Man from the very first movie with Judy Garland. But
exactly. Yeah. I have seen online people have taken issue with Jonathan Bate. Well, I'm going to give a spoiler away now with his final costume. One of Jonathan Bailey's final costumes. I personally thought it was fine, but apparently it was dividing some people.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, I kind of wanted to see a bit more of him because I felt like we didn't really get a super good look in him in the full garb, but his performance still was extremely earnest and like you could feel the heart of his character nonetheless, even under the makeup.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, and amongst other predictions, I believe I predicted that Pamela Anderson would get nominated. That did not happen, so what to me. And Demi Moore would be nominated and would win, and half right on that one, I guess. But, yeah.
So, yeah, so. Mikey Madison took that Oscar. Although I think Pamela Anderson did get a nod, but just not for the Oscars.
Yeah.
So we weren't too far off. Maybe we should expand this to the awards season in general, this theme.
Exactly. But moving on now to the music, I guess. So I made a call about Taylor Swift, and let's see how badly it's aged since.
I agree that Taylor Swift probably needs like a huge holiday and like a year or two years off just to recuperate after her mammoth effort in the last couple of years.
She's probably going to release another album. That's like the safest bet.
I mean,
She probably will, even though it's like, take a break. But I do not agree that I don't think she can be supposed as like the most dominant, woman or musician in pop in general, really. I think it's, I don't think it's enough time. I think it has to be like a whole generation later.
Oh, okay. Big call. All right. It's going to be interesting listening back to this in like a year's time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, I predicted that Sabrina would be like the new thing, and that's not happened. Taylor is still Taylor Beattie.
I think we can say Taylor is still Taylor, although Sabrina is doing her own thing for sure. But I think I still stand that it would take a bit of time for there to be kind of a new queen of pop. Listen to me telling Taylor Swift to take a break. She can do what she wants.
Yeah, that clearly didn't happen. Called the album and everything, and yeah, but shocking stuff by me. But I'm very pleased to say that there is another prediction that you made that ended up being completely right, as far as I can tell. I might just play that little clip now, if you'll indulge me.
And I also think that Blackpink will, they've been doing their own kind of projects the last few years. I think they'll get back together to make more music.
Called it. You did it.
There we go. They've been touring with, I think it's called Deadline, although I'm not sure if it's with new music or stuff that was already out, but they've been touring.
Yeah, it totally counts. They got back together and they are touring. That absolutely counts. So I think you're doing pretty well in the scoreboard here, Beattie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I haven't seen much of their tour Deadline online, but I just think that there's so many people touring right now and, you know, so many have teams creating viral moments. It's just, it's a bit of a fight for attention from all the different tours going on.
Yeah, there's so much happening. I mean, even in Australia, we've had, of course, AC/DC, Metallica. There's so many people going around at the moment. And
Olivia Dean, Lady Gaga. Yeah,
Gags. Yeah. How could I forget her? Jeez. Oh. But there was, of course, we went into the relationship side of things, and we did have a bit of chatter about one Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. So I might just play that and see if we can tease something out of it. Hey.
Take it away.
We were talking about old mate Timothée Chalamet before with his possible nomination and win for Best Actor. But I think a sure bet, though, I think, in terms of whether he's going to win, I think there's going to be a happening with him and his partner Kylie Jenner. They're either going to get engaged officially and announce and everything, or they're going to break up.
I completely agree. In fact, I thought they'd quietly broken up already. And then they've obviously been keeping this very quiet.
Beattie, what's going on?
There we go. What's the story? Egg on us. Hey. Neither was right.
I know. They're in like a holding pattern, I guess.
I mean, I think that's just dating.
Yeah. Or you could call it dating, yeah. I mean, the only notable thing that stuck out to me was literally just like in the last day or two, they went to some event and they both wore really, really orange clothes.
Yes, getting some hype around the new movie, Marty Supreme. And he might have a shot for the Oscars again with that one. That should be coming out in a week or two. I will say, on the orange outfits, I think pumpkin spice as a color is like a very synonymous with Kylie Jenner. She launched a lot of her lip kits originally back in the day with that kind of color and palette. So maybe it was kind of like a nod to that. Not sure.
Possibly. But Timothée certainly went along with it. And I guess we're going to have to keep waiting and seeing what happens. My random 2026 prediction for them we'll talk about later. But moving on now to probably one of my worst calls of the day. It was to do with sports and specifically to do with the New South Wales Cup. So let's listen to what I had to say about that, shall we? I think this is going to be the year that the North Sydney Bears win the New South Wales Cup. It's coming home. It's coming home. I'm telling you, Beattie. Spoilers, people. It did not come home. It did not come home. They didn't even make it to the finals, Beattie. That's how bad I called that one.
Right. Well, there's always next year.
Yeah, always next year. Sorry, Nelson. I know you might be listening. I had to mention it. Sorry to bring up the badness again. But yeah, I really whiffed it on that one, I got to say. But yeah. And now for the final prediction clip, I think we're going to have to play that one as well. We had a bit of a prediction about the 2025 election, so we'll throw to that one now, if that's okay with you, Beattie.
Let's have it.
We know there's going to be an election this year.
Yeah.
I'm tipping it's going to be a minority government. That's my call.
Yeah. I think that is probably, I think that's a pretty safe bet, potentially.
Oh, Beattie, unpack it
that
for us.
That one was hard to hear.
Oh, dear.
I'm starting to think that we just agreed with each other.
Oh, no, on everything. No, we didn't. So that one there, in case you didn't hear it, that was a predicted a minority government. I was pretty firm on that, and you said you agree potentially. So you officially have a get out, because you potentially means not definitely. So I give that point to you, Biddy.
Oh, well, that is very, very generous of you. Although I think that was could not have been more wrong with that one.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make sure in our next predictions we're a little bit more decisive instead of agreeing on all the points.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, of course, for those who have not been paying attention to the news or to exactly how the federal election played out, the Australian Labor Party absolutely smashed it and annihilated the coalition in ways that we have not seen in generations.
Well put, Cody.
But of course, if anybody has any thoughts or any predictions for the new year, then please get us on the text line 0468 441073. And I think maybe we might have to do another one of these with our predictions for next year. What do you say, Betty? Would you like to come back on the mic?
I think absolutely. I think we'll have to do this again next week. And I hope some listeners text in with their predictions. Give us some, some stuff to bounce off.
Absolutely. Well, Betty, it's been wonderful to have you and to talk to you again. Thank you so much for tuning in and making the time over there in Glasgow. I'll let you go have some sleep now. So thank you again, Betty.
Oh, thanks. And it's sounding great, and I'm keen to hear. I'll listen back maybe tomorrow when it's daytime. Listen back to the interview you have coming up about sunscreen. It sounds great. Sounds like a great show.
Well, thank you, Bedia. I really, really do appreciate that. On and off mic, I'd say that, but yeah. Yeah, so that is it for the wonderful BT Tower and our 2025 predictions. As you can see, there was certainly some calls there that I made that did not pan out how I would have liked. So hopefully I'll have better luck next week with 2026 predictions.